Welcome to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. True Wealth is a weekly program sponsored by Coins Plus. Coins Plus is a full-service precious metals broker-dealer located in Spokane, Washington. Coins Plus is committed to honesty and integrity in every transaction. Now here's the host of True Wealth, Kevin Wolter.
Hello again and welcome to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. True Wealth is sponsored by Coins Plus in Spokane. Coins Plus is a full-service rare coin and precious metals broker, dealer, and depository service specializing in high-volume and low-margin transactions. Coins Plus is always involved in the purchase and sale of all forms of rare coins, precious metals, scrap gold, jewelry, diamonds, emphasizing honesty and integrity in all of our transactions, Christian-owned and operated. And just for those of you who haven't been around out there, I mean, we offer kind of a combination between the wholesale and retail markets. We offer metals based on the wholesale pricing, but we give you the service of the most extreme retailers. And the two main factors or sectors of our business are, as I said, the wholesalers, the backroom guys that we can buy from in high volume, you can't. And then there's the retail guys you see advertised everywhere you turn to buy gold, and 1% over dealer cost and all this other stuff. I'll tell you something interesting. We do a lot of volume. And there's companies out there like Merit Financial on the TV, 1% over dealer cost, and Monex and all these other companies. And okay, we do a lot of business. And in a lot of buying and a lot of selling and communicating with customers, we do, you know, over 50 transactions a day, individual transactions, and that, you know, adds up over time. In all of our time, I've never met a person who was able to go to Merit Financial, the 1% over dealer cost, and buy metals at 1% over dealer cost. But what I have met is dozens, if not more, people who have called and been put through the power ringer. These commission-driven companies, they'll agree to whatever they have to until they have your money. Once they have your money, then they have this high-bore salesman come after you, and then they want to sell you some severely overpriced junk. The stuff they're selling, and yeah, we do see people that get sucked into it. They think, well, shucks, if they're advertising 1% over dealer cost, that must be the case with everything. No, not at all. What they will sell people is these, you know, modern MS-70 and Proof-70 mint garbage, which I won't get into, but it's this stuff where the quality control is perfect, and then they'll send these coins to independent third-party grading services, and they'll have them graded MS-69 or 70, which essentially means perfect, and then they'll sell them for some exorbitant premium, when in reality, the perfection is what's expected. Everything, the level of quality control at the mint is so high anymore. The coins, the products they produce are perfect. Just getting them into a holder that says they're perfect does not increase the premium. And they'll use what are called pops. They'll say, well, you know, there's only 28 graded 69 or 32 graded 70 or whatever, and act like it's really rare. Well, that's for twofold. One, people aren't wasting their time sending in to get graded, the people that know. And two, is over time, if it does matter, those pops are going to keep going up until there's too many for it to not matter anymore. So the bottom line, you can buy coins in these 69 and 70 holders. You just don't want to pay big premiums for them. By that, I mean, they basically should trade at or near their typical bullion level. Coin grading is mostly reserved for the older type coins that were designed for circulation and had a lot of quality control issues in the mint. Last week, I touched a little on the First Amendment. I think I'm going to go over the amendments a little bit. Last week, we talked about freedom of speech, you know, the freedom of expression, freedom of the press, and freedom of religious practice. And it's interesting how the attacks on this are the fundamental attacks that are coming against our country to break down the rest of the amendments. The media is continuously attacking the Second Amendment, and they try to make it seem like anyone who'd want to own a gun is a radical fruitcake nut bar. And this is our constitutional right for a reason, and I'm going to go over that here in the show. You may have heard this last week. The military is abandoning the traditional standards for hair and clothing based on religious tolerance. This is more of they're just messing with the core values and beliefs that go back. These standards go back and traditions go back far more than the beginning of our nation. I mean, they go back countless years, all the way to Roman times, where militaries, organized militaries, kept their hair short and tight. And it goes back to the days of hand-to-hand combat. You get into hand-to-hand combat, you better not have a big chunk of hair for someone to grab onto. And the same goes for clothing. You need specific types of clothing that can last the test of time, you know, and all this sort of stuff. On top of the fact that, you know, when you bring people into the military and they all shave their head and they all wear the same clothing, it makes everyone equal. People's hair and clothing is an identity. When you see guys that wear their pants halfway down off their butt and they've got hair down their back, they act different. They have proven time and time again, you know, they say dress for success, fake it till you make it. People who wear baggy pants or a certain kind of garb, it dictates their behavior. When they put on gang, they put on this thug. There's this thug culture out there. You guys have probably seen them, you know, the guys that want two gold teeth up front. And the dumber they talk and the less syllables they use and the more they wander around shuffling their feet like they've got brain damage, apparently the cooler they are to that circle. They've got a culture that encourages ignorance. And it reminds me of kind of like the Bayou. You wonder, how do these people get such a horrible dialect and get so dumb when they're down in the deep woods? It becomes cultural. And I can tell you from growing up in Montana, there are small towns that do way too many ain'ts and uds, and they start to intentionally pronounce words wrong because it sounds kind of cool to them. And when they go out and they go to college or something like that in Bozeman like I did, they sound completely ignorant, and then they have to catch up, or some of them just don't make it. If a soldier is dressing like a Muslim, or guess what? I mean, I'm sorry, I think what we've lost, this country is a Christian nation. And we cannot be ashamed of that. We cannot deny it. We accept all religions openly. There's no doubt about that. Because that's the only way people can freely convert to Christianity, through love and whatever. People have to walk their own path to God. There's no doubt about that. But it's necessary that the foundational principles of this nation are based upon Christianity. Otherwise, it will not work. As they strip these core values away, folks, they are stripping away the greatest nation in the history of the world. To touch on the medals a little bit, obviously a lot of questions, you know, about what's going on, what's 2014 going to bring. If you've noticed, we've starting to see a little bit of light coming out of the medals. A little bit of we'll see two up days and one down, or three up days and one down.
True Wealth is brought to you by Coins Plus. Coins Plus is located at 3201 North Division Street in Spokane, Washington, at the Clock Tower Building. Visit our website at coinsplus.com. You can call us locally in Spokane at 444-0044 or toll-free at 877-827-COIN. That's 877-827-2646. And now, back to True Wealth.
So basically, what I was talking about last year, the level of manipulation was unfathomable. The Federal Reserve banks have all these third world countries that they've promised to bail out. Delivery orders beginning of 13 had gone wild. The world reserves of metals had literally been called in half. 50% of all the metals in reserve had been claimed for delivery. The Federal Reserve banks panicked. They don't have it in stock. They never intend to deliver it. They may have maybe 3% of it in stock, and they got hit by a bull storm. So what they did is they told these third world countries, you will sell, to get bailed out, you'll sell us your gold reserves, at least 60% of all your gold holdings. And then they, of course, took these delivery orders on an average of $1,600 gold and whatever silver. And they got these people, these third world countries, they forced them to sell them their gold and silver at lower prices later in the year. And those were going through the Federal Reserve banks who just coincidentally have the... first, they met with Obama and started the program, the corrupt scheme. And it's really sad when you think about it. There's been this ongoing lawsuit of collusion and manipulation on the metals market headed by GATA. Big, big deal. Real messy, real corrupt. Leave it to Obama to jump in the middle of that. I mean, it's just sheer banker's corruption. And although Obama's a socialist, he is a severe fascist nationalist. This guy, and I'll tell you why I think, he got huge funding from the King of Saudi and all this kind of stuff. What I think is someone along the way told him how the world works. And they told him the banks are the power brokers. They rule the world. If you're in with the elite bankers, you're in, period. And that's why I think he's done all these things he's done to do nothing but just prop these Keynesian banks up while lying to the people, saying that he's for the poor. I mean, there's an ideology. You've got two options there. One, he's a blatant liar, or two, he's completely ignorant. And I honestly believe that he's saturated, marinated in this socialistic ideology, this new hybrid socialism, Marxism, and literally convinced that this overproduction expansion of the Keynesian economic system will help things. When I studied economics in college, okay, we learned Keynesian economics, and the point of Keynesian is a consistent expansion and retraction. Now, I'm not defending it that it works, but here's the concept. They create this fiat currency. And the way they proposed it is that they will expand the currency supply and retract it based on inflation and deflation and recessions and to avoid depressions and things like this. The problem is, since our system started, they've just done nothing but expand. The only retraction they did was in 1929, bringing the stock market crash of 29 and they did this specifically to make people go broke, so they had to bring their gold into the banks because the banks were in a similar position back then as they are now. The only difference now is they're a heck of a lot smarter. They've learned how to lie better and cover their tracks a lot better. So with this expansion and contraction theory, it sounds good. They've expanded and then accelerated. They've accelerated at the Bretton Woods Act of 46, but what's worse is starting in 71 when we went off the gold standard, they began to expand and the currency supply rapidly. That expansion is growing now at exponential proportions that can never be regained. So it is possible that Comrade Obama has been taught this crazy ideology. But the problem is, if you even have half of a brain cell, you know that the more currency that gets created, the more the inflation is going to take off. And that's why you want to own the firm, long-term, solid asset base, metals-based assets, you know, good collectibles. I mean good collectibles, not baseball cards, okay? Coins, I mean, if you've got the money and you know what you're doing, you can get into antique cars. Art can be suicide. The only art that really does people well is those with big wealth that buy real good quality auction pieces, or an artist that's really well known and up and coming, or whatever. There's all kinds of things. You can collect marbles, you can collect antique jewelry, antique furniture, if you know what you're doing. All these kinds of assets continue to grow. During the Depression, these things exploded. And as I was speaking with someone this week, folks, even though there's a huge draw on our wealth, there's a ton of wealth in this nation. A while ago, I was flying into San Diego over LA, and I mean 100 miles at night of nonstop lights from homes. And I look down and I'm like, there is a lot of wealth there. Yes, a lot of those people have hawked out mortgages on those homes, but even the waterfront as you head down is unbelievable. So the thing to keep in mind is the wealthy, they do stay wealthy. I'm sorry to break the news to you. Yeah, there's one dropping off, but there's always another one coming up. And the wealthy like nice things. That never changes, okay? They're always going to be building nice houses and putting in nice things and buying nice quality collectibles. And the best of the best is always the best of the best. When it comes to coins, we recommend the top 10% in rarities. So out of a whole collection of, say, barber half dollars of 100 and some half dollars, there's like the top 10 are your best investment pieces. we do build complete sets because the whole thing goes up, but then you get access to the key dates, access to the ones that are just worth their silver weight, etc.
True Wealth is brought to you by Coins Plus. Coins Plus is the premier precious metals dealer in the entire Northwest. Since 9/11, the U.S. dollar has lost over 50% of its spending power, while gold and silver have increased in value by over 300%. Numerous experts predict gold and silver to increase by 300 to 500% over the next 3 to 5 years. Whether buying, selling, or investing, Coins Plus is committed to honesty and integrity in every transaction. And now, back to True Wealth.
Building complete sets of coins, folks, is a phenomenal way to get an heirloom out there. No mints in the world are making anything cool for circulation anymore. Okay, all these coins are getting older, they're getting rarer, they were all, you know, hand-carved dies, and they use steam presses and coal presses and screw presses to make them. Each minter handheld every coin. There was just drastic variations in the planchet, in the metal type, and then after that, you know, the coal in the air, whatever, and then they got thrown in a bag on the back of a stagecoach, and they rattled down a road, and a whole bunch of them got beat up, and then they began to circulate, and that's all people had was coinage, and they experienced incredible circulation. So when you find coins from the 1800s, you know, there are exceptions that were held back or made, you know, like certain commemoratives that people just threw in the drawer. But the majority of everyday circulating coins, there's some terrific stuff out there. It's not coming back. There's no more of it. This is the kind of stuff you put away for 10 or 20 years. I say 20 years. I mean, I've been doing this a long time, and I mean, it is mind-boggling. I can tell you that I have customers and relatives that I just pigeonhole stuff with. I make a call. I say, I got one for you. I got one for you. I got one for you. And over time, the growth potential and rate is amazing. Do some of them not work out? Yep, that's true. But our strategy is so good. We focus on what anyone who knows anything about coins knows. If you don't know anything about coins, you think, oh my gosh, this has got to be overwhelming. I don't want numismatics. I just want metals. The reason you just want metals is because they've had the continuous impressive rise. Just like the saying, you know, they say, pray for the best and prepare for the worst. That's how we want you to invest, okay? People are like, I want to invest for doom and gloom. Gotcha. We got a survival portion of the package. We got the bullion. You're covered there. But we also got to invest for the potential economic upswings and all this stuff. But, you know, it looks like that's not, you bet, you're right. But I can tell you these tangible assets, they grow in all conditions, folks. You have to understand that capital is always out there. Right now, auction companies had record years in 2013. I read some articles recently that the wealthy are moving into collectibles at an unprecedented rate. One of the main auction companies out of Texas, they've been in business for 40 years. Before last year, their record year was like $380 million. Last year, they did over $1 billion. eBay's on the rise. People are putting money, they're finding value in old items, and that's what you want to be in. You want to be in solid, tangible assets. You buy this stuff, you put it away, you got the metals for immediate response, you got semi-numismatic, which is coins that should be collectible but really don't have much of a premium, and then we top the collection off with top quality numismatic items that we hand select. All investments really should be a minimum of 5 to 10 years. You know, they say 3 to 5 to start to see growth. But, you know, when you see cycles like we've seen in the metals, people get so disheartened. And I think we got spoiled. When you see your metals going up 25 or 30% a year for a decade, you get a little bit spoiled. So, you know, the bottom line is you also have to remember, at least you have your money, okay? There are so many people I've talked to over the years. I've been in the money business for many, many years. I've talked to so many people who've lost it all. It's the sickest, saddest feeling. And to be honest with you, I have too. Back in the 90s, I got sucked into before I really had the wake-up call where God kind of revealed all the truth to me. Which really happened at 9/11. I woke up a little bit on 9/11. A friend of mine who had become incredibly libertarian sent me this 911 Mysteries video. I watched it. I was super skeptical. I was like, okay, I'm a brilliant guy. I'm going to watch this and I'm going to pick it apart. When they started dumping the facts on that thing, I was like, what? I couldn't believe what I was looking at. I couldn't refute it. These were hard scientific engineering and architectural facts. I mean, for a plane to take down one of those towers is like throwing a dart into a telephone pole. They were designed to absorb multiple plane hits, countless. And there's so much fishy business around that, I won't even get into it today, but I'm telling you, if you have not thoroughly researched it and you don't understand the great conspiracy that happened that day, you've got to go after it. And a lot of people say, oh, you know, they want to blame the president and all this. You know what? I don't want to blame anybody. I just want questions answered and I want to know the truth. After 9/11 and the, you know, kind of cluing into what had actually taken place and the extent of it and understanding the money system. And, you know, all this stuff is about money at the core. It's important we realize that. They have to tear the money system down to take the rest away from us. And thanks to academia and the Marxist communistic system, we have developed a harmonious system of media and academia, and every other venue of information is pumping the same deceptive agenda at us. So if you grow up in America now, since childhood, you are taught by the state, the government, and their institutions, our public schooling, that we really want and need martial law. They tell us we need checkpoints, we're fine with surveillance cameras, metal detectors, x-ray machines, scanners, and warrantless physical searches that are against the Fourth Amendment. And a famous quote of Ben Franklin, "They that can give up essential liberty to obtain a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety." Folks, we need to turn this place around. Kids don't know this stuff. They don't even know what our founding fathers stood for or believe. They always use fear to make us beg the government to take away our rights. Socialism has brought us to believe that the government can truly make us safer. Socialism makes the government God, and that's why they outlaw God in these socialistic countries. It's important to understand in the 20th century, more deaths have been caused by corrupt, evil, tyrannical governments than all the wars throughout history combined. So ever since Karl Marx developed his wonderful socialistic idealistic plan that we somehow gobble up, we have destroyed ourselves, and we are too ignorant to see it because every time they throw the same spin back. Why? Because we're being taught by academia, by professors, that they're mediocre people. They can't, it's like they say, these people can't do it. They can't make it out in the real world, so they get these tenured positions at a university and they rot there and they can't be removed and they live a socialistic paradigm. These universities are social engineers of our society, as I said, along with the media, which is all under the tenets of communism, and they are inducing fear and insecurity and causing us to beg for our own imprisonment or incarceration. The people we elect are not protecting us from ourselves by fighting for our freedom and liberty, but they're always pursuing further regulations, restrictions, and laws. This is the problem with filling our system. You know, over 50% of our congressmen and senators are attorneys. People talk about what makes a good congressman. They'll say, oh, this or that congressman didn't do anything. Well, they're not supposed to do anything. They're only supposed to do the bare necessities, and any law that shouldn't be there should be revoked. According to one statistic I just read, if you combine all the municipalities, city, state, you know, national, there's supposedly 100 laws per day made in this nation. Our Congress has been one of the least law-producing Congresses in the history of the U.S., even lower than in 1948. They called them the Do-Nothing Congress, and we've done less. Now, this is good. We've got the Constitution. We've got more than enough laws on the books. Every law they want to pass is just an opportunity or an attempt to further limit our civil liberties. What law can you think of that hasn't put some level of limitation on our civil liberties? And I'm not talking the old Judeo-biblical type laws. I'm talking the new stuff they put out there. It's always hurting somebody. And this is the product of a lawyer-minded socialistic society. This is what they did in Nazi Germany until everything was illegal and they could nail you for anything at any time. We are convinced that everything requires a law. We're perfectionists when it comes to state control, and we believe we cannot protect ourselves or be trusted to our own devices. That's what our society tells us now. My gosh, legalized marijuana and all this stuff, how could anybody ever handle something so erratic? Can man be trusted to his own devices, or is a government the only way man can be trusted? And what is the true outcome of an overpowerful state institution or federal government? We've seen this in the past. It's called tyranny. Federal taxes were designed to be extremely minimal, only serving the purpose of sustaining a government that was so small and so weak that it kept our country bordering on anarchy. People just are appalled with the term anarchy, but anarchy is the fine line where we want to be. Self-regulation. The federal income tax was unconstitutional, which is why they had to create the 16th Amendment to collect it. Now, taxes are paid like you pay the mob to not ruin your business. Taxes are paid as protection money and campaign contributions, large ones, or even more so. People contribute huge amounts to campaigns. You get someone like Obama, if you contribute $1 million, your business gets $500 million once he gets in office. We're suffering from the product of the lie of democracy versus a republic. Talk to people on the street. They don't know what a republic is. Does the majority make right? Not when it contradicts the Constitution, but we're being taught that it does. Our government is rapidly evolving into a police state through intimidation and litigation. The power of the lawsuit. Deep pockets win. Freedom and liberty is the ability to live without government interference. That was our founding fathers' hope and dream. The greatest threat of all is the attack on the Second Amendment, with numerous people believing the ridiculous ideal that if we disarm everyone, no one will ever die again. And time again, it's been proven exactly the opposite is true. When I talk about assets, folks, you need to be well-armed. You need to understand your constitutional right. Even the fact of having to have a concealed weapons permit is unconstitutional. I have one because I'm a law-abiding citizen. But as a citizen in the U.S. with a Second Amendment-protected right to bear, to keep and bear arms, we shouldn't even have to have it. So when I'm talking about assets, get a good firearm or two. Shotguns are the best for home defense and protection. Handguns are portable and carryable. As they say, gold, silver, lead, brass, bread, and bunk. In other words, you need precious metals, you need self-defense to defend yourself, you need bread, which is food, and you need bunk, which is a bed, a shelter to sleep in. These are necessities. You need to preserve and protect yourself this way. Call Coins Plus. Let us help you preserve and protect the wealth that God has bestowed upon you. Please tune in to the next half hour where I'm going to cover the Second Amendment directly. Thanks again for tuning in. Take care. God bless. And we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. True Wealth is sponsored by Coins Plus, located in Spokane, Washington, at 3201 North Division Street in the Clock Tower Building. Visit our website at coinsplus.com. You can call us locally in Spokane at 444-0044 or toll-free at 877-827-COIN. That's 877-827-2646. And remember to join us every week for True Wealth.